Level 3 Listening Test. This test has 10 questions.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
The first national park to be established in the United States was Yellowstone National Park in 1872. Hundreds of species of mammals, birds, fish, and reptiles inhabit the park, including several that are either endangered or threatened. In the 1990s, wolves imported from Canada were reintroduced into the park, and by 2005, there were 13 packs of wolves in the park, made up of 326 individual wolves. The park is also home to about 600 grizzly bears and 30,000 elk. Other less commonly seen mammals in the park are mountain lions and wolverines. Forest fires are frequent in Yellowstone Park. About 35 natural forest fires are started by lightning every year, while another 6 to 10 fires are started by people, usually by accident. However, forest fires are not always a bad thing, as the trees in the park have adapted to fire in various ways. Lodgepole pine trees need the heat of fire to scatter their seeds. Aspen trees sprout new growth from their roots. Douglas fir trees are protected by their very thick bark, and white bark pine trees grow best in colder and moister areas.
Now listen again.
The first national park to be established in the United States was Yellowstone National Park in 1872. Hundreds of species of mammals, birds, fish, and reptiles inhabit the park, including several that are either endangered or threatened. In the 1990s, wolves imported from Canada were reintroduced into the park, and by 2005, there were 13 packs of wolves in the park, made up of 326 individual wolves. The park is also home to about 600 grizzly bears and 30,000 elk. Other less commonly seen mammals in the park are mountain lions and wolverines. Forest fires are frequent in Yellowstone Park. About 35 natural forest fires are started by lightning every year, while another 6 to 10 fires are started by people, usually by accident. However, forest fires are not always a bad thing, as the trees in the park have adapted to fire in various ways. Lodgepole pine trees need the heat of fire to scatter their seeds. Aspen trees sprout new growth from their roots. Douglas fir trees are protected by their very thick bark, and white bark pine trees grow best in colder and moister areas.